nature is like that. That Krishna means he is in between Jiva Tattva and also the Krishna Tattva. But he is not Krishna himself. He is different. And there is so many controversies about Lord Shiva and so many things like why he lives in crematorium and why he wears such certain dresses, why he puts ashes. So this is from this. What I am reading is from Anushasan Parva Mahabharata. In the 14th chapter, Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking grandfather Bhishmadev to describe the glories of Lord Shiva. And in his Bhishmadev is replying, the only person in all the universe who understands Shiva is Krishna. No one else understands Lord Shiva in full. So he is issued with ashes of dead bodies from the crematorium, decorated with bones, skulls, snakes, scorpions, spiders, skin of dead animals, adorned with three lines of horizontal tilak which Vaishnava don't wear on his forehead. Even Lord Shiva appears difficult to understand and what to speak of his activity. His benedictions on the demons, his drinking of poison, his speaking impersonal philosophy, a Shankaracharya, and allowing himself to be worshipped by Lord Ramchandra and even by Lord Krishna. So this issue, so we will discuss about all these things what we are talking about. So of the many unusual things about Lord Shiva, one that strikes the people most. What does it strike you? What else that strikes you about Lord Shiva?
All these contradictions.
All this. His worship of the Shivalinga. Like Shivalingas are so many moments in the world. If you overall, if you see, Lord Shiva is worshipped by more percentage of people, even more than Lord Ramchandra or Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna temples are very, very rare. Lord Shiva's temples are so many. And so he is worshipped by many, many people. But what is the reason? Why one worships Shivalinga? Why would Vedic scripture advocate worship of a male genital? Linga means genital. So we are worshipping basically a male genital. And what is the history behind this worship? So that is most astonishing to so many people. And Prabhupada describes the symbolic meaning of worship of this Shiva Linga. Lord Shiva is considered the father. When we say Shiram Yati Tada Dadi Vikar Vishesh Yugatma Sanjayate Tada Pratavestit Yash Shambhu Tahope Tata Samipati Karya. When Lord Shambhu is used by Lord Krishna to impregnate the Prakriti or Mother Nature. Mother Nature, in charge of Mother Nature is Durga Devi. So Lord Krishna does not come in contact with the material nature, but he does it through the agency of Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva impregnates the living being which are residing in the body after say devastation or pralaya. They reside in Mahavishnu. And then Mahavishnu, from his hair pores and from his breathing, so many living entities are there, but they are injected into material nature. And that's how there is equilibrium is disturbed and there is a mahatarp and other things. So that is how the souls are impregnated through the agency of Lord Shiva. So that is Lord Shiva is called the father. And Durga Devi Prakriti is the mother. So Linga represents those things, that is mother and father of the universe for all the living beings. But there is a history also, there is some history. And that history, that once Lord Brahma, he wanted to do a Pushkar. Pushkar is in Rajasthan. Pushkar, that is the only place where Lord Brahma is worshipped. But anyway, that at Pushkar Kshetra, he wanted to do a big sacrifice. And so that was performed. And so he invited all the demigods, Lord Indra and Shiva and all the other demigods. But when the auspicious time came to the approach for the starting of the fire sacrifice, said the Brahma, he sent an assistant to call for his wife. So his wife was Savitri. So when they went there, this assistant, when he went, then the Savitri said that so many Ganga and so many rivers or demigods, so many demigods of wives have not come. So like Lakshmi, the wife of Narayan, has not arrived. Swaha, the wife of Agni, Dhumurna, the wife of Yamaraj, wife of Varun, Ganga, Saraswati rivers, and so many, Arundhati, the wife of Vasishtha. Nobody has come. Why you are inviting me? I will come later on. So, but the, here the auspicious moment was passing by, so Brahmaji was in great anxiety. So he sent forth Indra to find some another wife. So Indra just goes, looks in the universe, he could go very quickly, and he looks and finds Gayatri Devi, a gopi, and she was unmarried, very, very beautiful. She was brought to Brahmaji. Brahmaji looked at her, they fell in love, and by mercy of like Lord Krishna, who was also there, he blessed them that yes, you could go ahead and get married. So Gandhar Viva, that happens immediately. There is no preparations are needed. You just offer a garland, they offer a garland back, and you are married. So that way the Gandhar Viva was performed. But so long time has passed by. This and then still Savitri has not come. But when she comes, then other demigods' wives are there. She arrives there. So she arrives and along with Lakshmi Devi, Gauri and different wives of the Devas. And seeing that Savitri had arrived, Vishnu, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, they all became very embarrassed and afraid that what would happen now. Savitri Devi then saw Gayatri sitting next to, at her position next to Brahma. And Savitri's eyes, like she became very angry. Then said to Brahma, what kind of sacrifice are you performing? Where you have abandoned me and taken another wife. So Brahma tried to explain, but she would not listen. She immediately in big anger mood, she cursed. And then, she said that the curse upon Lord Shiva, she cursed to different demigods, but particularly on Lord Shiva, she said that her male organ would fall off. And so that is how, and then she stormed out of there. Everybody was stunned. But then Gayatri Devi, she stood up, and then she was granting boons to nullify these curses by the Savitri. And Gayatri blessed Lord Shiva that although his male organ would fall, it would be nonetheless remain pure and would be worshipable for all the three worlds. So since that time, person who want to get blessings of Lord Shiva worship him in the form of Linga, his Linga. So just as Lord Shiva's devotion and service to Krishna has no limits, similarly the topics of Lord Shiva's glories also are unlimited. So we will talk about different stories, and so this is about how that Shivalinga has started being worshipped and why it has been worshipped. So as you all know, Vaishnava Yathasambhu, that on topmost Vaishnava is Lord Shiva. Among all the Vaishnavas in the universe or anywhere, the Shambhu or Shiva is the greatest of the Vaishnavas, best of the devotees. Therefore all devotees of Lord Krishna are also devotees of Lord Shiva, because he is topmost among all the Vaishnavas. So in Vrindavan, there is always temple of like Gopeshwar Mahadevan everywhere, and we will talk about that how Lord Gopeshwar or Lord Shiva, he protects all the dham. Wherever there is Krishna, he is also there. Like Jagannath Puri, then there is Lingaraj Shiva in Bhuvaneshwar, and he protects the dham. So different places. And so if anybody wants to get, like even the gopis, they worship not only Lord Shiva, but also Katyayani, she is the wife, Durga, she is the wife of Lord Shiva, to get favor of Lord Krishna. So devotee of Lord Krishna does not disrespect Lord Shiva, but worships Lord Shiva. So whenever a devotee worships Lord Shiva, he prays to Lord Shiva to achieve the favor of Lord Krishna, and he does not request any material benefit. And Bhagavad Gita also, Kamas Teste Krata Jnana Prapadyante Anya Devata, that people, they go to different devatas, are getting so many material benefits. Most of the people, most of the worshippers of Lord Shiva, they go to him because he is easily pleased, Ashutosh, and that's why they approach Lord Shiva. But that is not a right method, that is not a right way to approach. Then you are deceived or you are cheated. And so how you are cheated, we will talk. So should devotees of Lord Krishna, see, these questions are asked to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is answering to his devotees. Should devotees of Krishna discourage others from worshipping Lord Shiva? What would be your answer? Should one discourage to worship Lord Shiva? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, because he's a Vaishnava. If you worship as a Vaishnava, as a devotee of the Lord, as a topmost Vaishnava, then one should worship. You could get his favor and then come to Krishna more easily. My devotees are more dear to me than myself, that Krishna says. And his worship would enliven me much more than worshipping me directly. So So one should worship Lord Shiva, but in a proper mood, proper respect. So there was one man who was a worshipper of Lord Shiva for a long, long time, for his generations. But he was given a Bhagavad Gita, and he was very happy that one can worship Lord Shiva, seeing that. But still he will chant Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. All the devotees tried to give him this Maha Mantra, but he would not stop chanting Om Namah Shivaya. So is it devotees should chant Om Namah Shivaya? Is there any benefit or no benefit? No, one can chant if you are worshipper of Shiva and you want chant, and then if you are chanting in a proper mood or to not to get but favor of Lord Krishna, then Lord Shiva will be pleased upon him and he will advise to worship Lord Krishna. So he will become more closer, just like worshipping Srila Prabhupada. He is Jagat Guru, but Lord Shiva is also Jagat Guru. So naturally you will get favor of Lord Krishna. By worshipping Prabhupada, we get, so worshipping Lord Shiva, you will get closer to him. So what is the relationship between Lord Shiva and the ghost? Why ghosts are so many ghosts all around Lord Shiva? What is the reason?
He would give the shelter to the most fallen.
Right. So the most fallen, that nobody gives shelter, mm-hmm. He wants to give the shelter. So ghosts, they are bereft of their body. There are two kinds of body. One is material body, physical body. One is a spiritual body. So how the ghosts, like, they lose their spiritual body? Material body is, suppose you suicide, material body is gone. But what about the spiritual body? How you could kill the spiritual body?
Yeah, spiritual body never dies. You know, but subtle body.
Subtle body.
Yeah, but the spiritual body dies if you want to merge into Brahma Jyoti or Mayavat, Philosophy, it's really a spiritual annihilation. Mm-hmm. You are really, that is a kind of a spiritual suicide. That your soul, practically, which is meant to serve Krishna, now you want to just merge and become God yourself. Mm-hmm. And don't. So that is a kind of spiritual suicide. Yeah, that is there. So like, Diti and Kashyap, in olden days, Diti wanted to, so what he does, like Lada Shiva, that he puts there, like there is no body, so he puts them in auspicious time, whoever has irregular activity or intercourse and want to have children, then they get the body, although it is not a proper body, but they get certain body, which is important for them to have the body. So they put in the womb of the woman who indulge in sexual intercourse regardless of the restriction of time or circumstances. Like you have heard about Diti and Kashyap, that Diti became agitated, she wanted her children, she approached Kashyap, her husband, he's very powerful personality, and so somehow he agreed to her proposal, and then they had, who were her children, Diti's children? Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha at that particular time. Mm. But when she knew that these are Daitya, then she had the power to hold them for 1,000 years, they stayed in the womb. Diti. And same way, certain children have also, like, they have the power to remain in the womb to be protected for as long as they want. Like the example is Shukadeva Goswami stayed for 16 years. So Lada Shiva has his own sampradaya, Vishnu Swami, and that is Rudra sampradaya. And so why the girls are worshipping Lada Shiva? Young girls, they worship Lada Shiva. What is the purpose? To get a good husband like Lada Shiva. Not in opulence, but as a devotee. If Lada Shiva is the husband, then naturally he is very auspicious, he is so close to Krishna, he is greatest of the Vaishnavas. But that is the greatest, really, that if a girl is fortunate enough to get a husband as good as Lada Shiva in devotional service, then her life becomes perfect. Because the life is dependent on the husband, and if the husband is Vaishnava, then naturally she shares the devotional service of the husband, because she renders him service. So that is why she is called Ardhangini. Ardha means half of all the devotional activity, the wife automatically goes. Can you give some example? That they went back home, back to garden. Tukaram and his wife. Mm-hmm. Who else? There are several examples in the scripture. But does the opposite happen? That a wife is a devotee and husband is not, and husband gets half of the credit?
Tulsidas.
Huh? Tulsidas was not next to his wife as a devotee. She just instructed him. But usually it is the husband who has to perform the devotional activity, and wife has to serve the husband, and she automatically gets the credit. It's not the vice versa. It is not the opposite way. Wife is the Ardhanga. Ardhanga Pati. Husband is not Ardhanga Pati. Is there, but not the opposite. So, okay. What about the prasad of Lord Shiva? And should one take prasad, like offered one, anything that is offered to Lord Shiva? Should we take it or not?
Yes.
Does anybody say no?
Prasadam, nobody said no.
Always yes.
Should we take it, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by his example, wherever he went, because you offer to Krishna, then it becomes, if you, then it is offered to Lord Shiva, it becomes a Mahaprasad. Like we offer to Krishna, Prabhupada, and when Prabhupada takes that same prasad, it becomes Mahaprasad. So it becomes Mahaprasad. So naturally, if Lord Shiva takes it and you accept that as a mercy of the Lord Krishna,
it will be limited.
Huh?
Sri prasad to be limited, limited quality.
He's talking about the bang.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed by his example, and one can take Lord Shiva's prasad, and there is nothing wrong. Now, what is the position of Lord Shiva? What is his position? I mean, sir, is he equal to Krishna? Why is some name of Krishna offered to him? And so what is his exact position? As we talk, that his position is a pure devotee of the Lord.
He's
a perfect Vaishnava. But is he a Jiva Tattva or is he a Soul Tattva?
He is his own category.
But sometime a proper personality is not available, certain Jiva could be empowered. Or sometime Krishna also becomes. He comes just like Brahma would be a Jiva Tattva, and Brahma could be Vishnu Tattva. Like Sadashiv is a Vishnu avatar, Vishnu Tattva. We worship always, we keep Advaita Acharya Prabhu, and Advaita Acharya Prabhu is incarnation of Sadashiv. He is Vishnu Tattva, and he is incarnation of Sadashiv. We do worship them. And so Lord Shiva is an expansion from Sadashiv. So there is a spiritual counterpart. Like Saraswati, spiritual counterpart, Devi Saraswati in the spiritual world, but Saraswati is also in the material world. So there is many demigods have that position. So there are many names of Vishnu. They are, looks like they are also names. In Vishnu Sahasranam, Shiva is known as Ishan. Or Lord Vishnu is also known as Ishan. That name is there. Lord Shiva works under the control of Lord Vishnu. Therefore, Shiva is known as Ishan. Mahadev. Vishnu is called Mahadev, and Krishna is also called Mahadev. Shiva means all auspicious. So Krishna is also all auspicious. So we could call Krishna also Lord Shiva. Hara. Hara means one who annihilates. And so annihilation is not only done by Lord Shiva at the time of devastation, but also Vishnu is also called Hara. Same thing, Indra. Indra means one who is full of opulences. That's why Indra name is for Lord Krishna. And also Lord Shiva is also called Indra. So many names of Lord Vishnu are names of Lord Shiva also. Some may get confused. And what is the meaning of Rudra? Rudra, Viranchi.
Cries.
Huh?
He cries.
Rudra means Rudra. Because many words. But also when he destroys, that is also called Rudra. He does a kind of dance. And then whole universe is destroyed. And so Rudra means also destroyer, not only cries. Rodam is, yes, that is. So in this system, for one who offers obeisances unto the expansion or incarnation of the Lord, so if you are, then say Krishna, why did Krishna worship Shiva? What is the reason? There are two main reasons of Lord, like you heard about Lord Ramchandra worship Lord Shiva, but Krishna also worship. And in Bhagavad Gita, there are a couple of verses. यदि हेयम न वर्तेयम जातु कर्मन तंद्रिय मम वर्तमान वर्तन्ते मनुष्य पार्थ सर्वश अनादरीय यथा माम प्रपत्ते तांस तथैव भजाम्यम सेम लाइन मम वर्तमान वर्तन्ते मनुष्य पार्थ सर्वश टू ऑफ द वर्सेस 323 एंड 411 हैज द सेम थिंग ऑल्सो यद आचरति श्रेष्ठ तत्त देवतरो जना सयत प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तदनु वर्तते सो द फर्स्ट रीजन दैट पीपल reason is to teach people that Rudra Shivaji is a devotee in Vaishnava and Vaishnava should be worshipped and he does himself like he worships Sudama. Mm-hmm. Sudama Brahman, many Brahman like Lord Krishna would worship. Garga Muni and whoever are his seniors are Vaishnavas, he will worship them. And second point is that Krishna says that by doing so, I worship myself. Mm-hmm. And so this is worship of Lord and that is also to show. So anyway, I worship myself. That second reason that Lord sometimes worship Shiva is described by Krishna to Arjun in Narayan Tantra. It has been given that, O beloved son of Pandu, I am the soul of all the worlds. Therefore, in the beginning of creation, I worship myself as Rudra. The whole world follows the precedence that I said. It is those who set a proper example who are worshipable. So he is creating a proper example. There is, in Vishnu Dharmottara, there is a little story that one Vaishnava, he forced, not S.I.Y., he, Lord Shiva's worshipper, he forced a Brahman because he was sick, he could not worship a Shivlinga. So he forced the Vaishnava to please worship Lord Shiva and chant Shiva's mantra. Mm-hmm. So when he goes, he would not chant the mantra, Om Namah Shivaya, not that he was offering oblation. So what he did, that Lord Shiva is a destroyer, and then he has to like, he takes the energy from Narsimhadev. So he was chanting worship Lord Shiva with the mantra Om Narsimhaya Namah. But when this person, when he heard, then he became very angry. He was taking a dagger to kill this Vaishnava. So immediately the Lord Narsimha's diti that burst out and came out. Narsimhadev, and he killed this other person. So anyway, Narsimhadev is there in Shiva. Therefore, Krishna said, I worship Rudra, meaning I am worshipping myself. Because he is Rudra also in one sense. So there are two reasons I give you, that to create an example for the people, to worship a Vaishnava, and another that he is worshipping himself. And so what is how this Nandi bull, how did it come and why it became the carrier for Lord Shiva? Anyone heard about or knows about that? So, what happened? There was Tripurasur. Tripurasur was a demon and Tripurasur, he created big havoc. Like three aeroplanes, you may say, big giant aeroplanes, three cities. Which is like contained in a plane that was made of iron, that was made of another was made of silver, another was made of gold. So three of these villages or cities that he created, and then people when Lord Shiva would fight with great force, some would be killed even in that city, protected city. Then the demon would take them to a Amrit Kunda, like nectar, a tub of nectar, and then that way. They will never be, they will come alive again. So that way they were perpetuating and Lord Shiva was very much tired and the demon was like sometime higher, sometime he would also fly in the air. But then the Lord Krishna, he expanded himself from him so many cows and so many things. He expanded from his left side as Radharani and so many gopis. And so they all came, but also the cows and Surbhi cows and Kalpa Vraksha, they all came. Lord Krishna, so also came a Nandishwar. So Nandishwar is an expansion of Lord Krishna, and then he lifted the Lord Shiva, and then he could kill these demons. Also, when this nectar, so you may say, what would happen to the nectar? So what happened? Lord Brahma became a bull and a cow. And he became a cow, and the Indra was the calf. and then they were grazing and went through that. So many guarded, Amratvas Kund was very much heavily guarded. So, but by grazing, cows are innocent, they are grazing, let them go in. So they went in, and they went inside and drank all the cow, they drank all the nectar. And there was no more nectar. So demons. So now see, even the demons at that time, in those days, would respect a cow, would not hurt or throw away or go away. And now we are here, who is just killing and trying to just. So we must protect, as Vaishnavas, we must protect the cows, because cows have, what cows have? 330 million demigods are residing in the cows. Somebody asked, Sarvadeva Mayo Guru. What is the meaning of that? Sarvadeva Mayo Guru.
Guru is equal to all the demigods.
Yeah. Guru is equal to all, some total of all the demigods. And cow is also equal to?
All the demigods.
330 million demigods are residing in the cow and also in the Guru. So why, how Guru is the sum total of all the big demigods?
Expansion of Lord Balaram, that's why?
That is one way, but he is, because, see, demigods are Sakam Bhaktas, but Guru is a pure devotee of the Lord, and he is so close. Like when we say, what is that fifth prayer of Guru Astak? Guru Astak prayer?
Yes, sir.
That is one, but before that, two verses before that is the seventh one. I'm asking about the fifth. Nikunjaya, no, before that. Sri Radhika, Madhava Yoruba, Madhava Leela,
Guru Rupada,
Pratishana, Swadana Lorupa. So he's enjoying, he's assisting the gopis in service to Lord Krishna. And in Pratikshana Swadana Lul, he is taking the test of that service, Lulupashya, and he is always very eager to serve. Lulupashya is very eager to serve Lulupashya. And then Shakshat Haritvena, another verse, like as you said, that he is Shakshat Hari, he should be worshipped as Hari. But Kintu, that word Tu, that what he is, his Priya Shishya. Lord Shiva is also Priya Shishya, and Guru is also. Lord Shiva is also Krishna. Guru is also Priya Shishya of Krishna. So they are very close. In that way, you may say that he and Lord Shiva and Krishna is equal. Or Guru and Krishna, when we say that Shakshad Hari, he is like Shakshad Hari. But it's not that one should put in the place of Hari, you put Guru. Certain sampradaya do that, and that's really to their degradation that they put. So Nandi Bull, like as I said, how Nandi Bull came into existence and what happened. Now there is different, like in Mathura, there is Bhuteshwar Mahadev. There are, I will just go, just the names that you could visit. There are Pipaleshwar Mahadev. There are four places. There is a Pipaleshwar Mahadev. There is, as I said, there is Bhuteshwar Mahadev. There is Rangeshwar Mahadev. There is Gokarneshwar Mahadev. Rangeshwar Mahadev. Ranga means the sport or wrestling. So that was established by Kansa. Because Kansa was a worshipper of Lord Shiva. So in this, where there was a fight of Chanur, Mustik, and then he established this Rangeshwar Mahadev. Gokarneshwar Mahadev. Gokarna Mahadev is named because long ago, Gokarna, you heard about it in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Gokarna was narrating this Srimad Bhagavatam to Dundukari. And then Dundukari was liberated. So that deities are there. In Vrindavan, there is Gopishwar Mahadev, is very, very famous. Yeah, the gopis, and they all worship Gopishwar Mahadev. Gopishwar Mahadev, how he came into existence, and you know about Asheshwar Mahadev, Gopishwar Mahadev. So Asheshwar Mahadev, where is Asheshwar Mahadev? Is near Nandagaon. In Nandagaon. So what happened one time, this Lord Shiva wanted to go and see Lord Krishna in Nandagaon. Then he was about 5 years old, so he wanted to see him, but Yashoda Mai said that no, my Lala would be afraid, and you are such a sample. So much snakes and ashes, and I would not bring my child. But then the Krishna started, because he wanted to see, so he went away and sat in a little bit away, not very far, about a couple miles from Nandagaon, is Asheshwar Mahadev, in Asha, in waiting, in hoping that Krishna would be merciful and would show me. But so the Krishna started crying, he would not be happy with anything. So then they said, then some elderly lady said that Baba came, bring him, then only something he will be able to do. So they bring him, and so naturally Lord Shiva, Krishna became very happy. And then he asked, what did he ask Lord Shiva?
Give me his prasad.
Give me his prasad, whatever, and also give me whatever he begs. Then he sprinkled that water on my head, and he gave me a place nearby, near that. So he is there. Nandeshwar Mahadev. Mm-hmm. Very close in the courtyard where in the Nandagaon, in the courtyard behind that, Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and they are all there. Just behind that, there is Nandeshwar Mahadev. So, and Asheshwar Mahadev, we discussed that he was sitting there. So now there is a murti of Lada Shiva is there, and that is called Asheshwar Mahadev. And very close by Asheshwar Mahadev is another place, very important, where Rupa Goswami wrote his book. Huh? What is that place? Anybody have been to those places where this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was written? Terkadam, right? So Terkadam, because he used to call, Ter means calling. So he used to call so many cows, and even he will just call with the flute, and all the names of the cows will hear their names, each other. And so that way they will come together, they will run, and there underneath the Terkadam, there is a Lord Rupa Goswami, like he established his Kutir, Bhajan Kutir, he wrote Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the famous book there. So Gopeshwar Mahadev is worshipped in so many ways. Then in Vrindavan there is Banpandi Mahadev, Gopeshwar Mahadev, and so there is many like this. So we will go a little bit. So in the same way, there is Kamyavan, and there is other places. In Kamyavan there is Kameshwar Mahadev, Gopeshwar also there is in Kamyavan, and there are different. Rameshwar is Kamyavan, but Rameshwar Diti is also there in Ekamra Kanan. What is Ekamra Kanan means? Ek Amra means one tree of the mango tree, but it is so huge, and Lord Shiva used to give katha to Parvati at that place. That is currently it is known as Bhuvaneshwar, but Ekamra Kanan. So there used to, those fruits were so huge, like Badrikashram or Badrivan. Badrivan, the Badri fruit was so huge, it's like a whole planet, where it bursts, so many rivers used to come out of that Badri fruit. So, one may say it is mythology, but it is true. It is given in our scripture. So, near Radhakund also there is Shaiva temple. And so there is Kundeshwar Mahadev and different Mahadev, Banukhandi Mahadev and Ramana Mahadev. So, anyway, in Govardhan, what Mahadev is there? He is the protector of all the dhams. Nobody could go without. And this Gopeshwar Mahadev is the Lord Shiva when there was a dance, like Ras Dan, then he also wanted to enter. So he, by the mercy of Vrinda Devi, he was decorated into a lady's form, and then she could join. But Lakshmi Devi, where she's doing tapasya? No, she's in the chest, but she's still doing, she could not enter the Ras dance. And why she could not enter? Because she had that
opulence.
Right. Yeah, the means opulence, that I am the all the opulence is because of me. There's Aishwarya Bhav. She could not give her that Aishwarya Bhav, that's why she could not still change. In Bilvavan, she's still doing her tapasya. It is on the eastern side of that one should go and see that Bilvavan, and Sri Lakshmi Devi is in meditation to Lord Krishna. She's there. Chintahar Mahadev, and so there are different Mahadev in Kedarnath and Barsana and Badrikashram and Nandagao, and so different Mahadevs are there. So that's and so Shiva, he dances like Krishna tells Lord Shiva to marry, and then he agrees to get married to Parvati Devi. Initially she was married to Sati, and Sati gave her body because Daksha Prajapati. So Daksha, and why? So Daksha Prajapati is father-in-law
Shiva.
And he is the elder brother of Lord Daksha Prajapati. And naturally there was no reason for him to stand up when Daksha Prajapati came, but he was so much puffed up, and that's why he had to get the head of a goat later on. And Sati gave her body at that place. That is in Kankhal. Kankhal is the place near Haridwar. Kankhal, if you go before Haridwar comes, you could go to Kankhal and see that Sati's fire sacrifice and yajna are there. I know because I have been to those places and I have seen. So, anyway, I wanted to tell you some little bit more story. One thing is about how the moon came. Why there is moon? Lada Shiva is keeping the moon on the forehead all the time. And why moon is waxing and waning? Was there a curse? So let me tell you a story that Chandradev, moon god. Moon god was married to 27 daughters of Daksha Prajapati. And the youngest one was, her name was Rohini. Rohini is the wife of moon god. So when he was married, then what happened? Because she was very most beautiful and very chaste, and so his attraction was all to Rohini. And then all other co-wives, they became really very jealous and they went to the Daksha Prajapati and complained, lodged their complaint. Like who else complained like that?
Come on. Chitraketu.
Chitraketu. They become jealous. Mm-hmm. But complain to the father, like they are coming and complaining to the father.
Sukracharya's
daughter Devayani went and complained because he fell in love with Sarvastha also. Right. So that's why Devayani went to the father and complained. And what curse did he give Sukracharya?
You become old.
But then Devayani could not really enjoy. Then she again went to the father. So he said that if one of his sons gives his youth, then he could regain his youth. But at the end, he was again lamenting that I have wasted this life and this material affairs, and I have wasted my other time. But moon, the Daksha Prajapati, he cursed moon. He went to the moon and he cursed her. So what happened that when he was cursing, then moon god he knew, Chandrama he knew, and he went and took shelter of Lada Shiva. And Lada Shiva would not leave him. So he prayed, and other demigods also came and prayed to Lada Shiva that please, he said that I have given you the shelter, whatever you do, I cannot leave you. So what happens then, Daksha Prajapati curse that you reduce, so like you get Yakshma or Raja Yakshma or TB. So your half of the body would be dissolved. And then there was Lada Krishna also came and he said that is not. So they cut off him off, and then from the good part also they cut off a little piece. And that, so in Lada Shiva's head there is a Dvitiya Chandrama. Dvitiya Chandrama is second day of waxing moon. Not very moon, waxing moon, that is on the head of Lada Shiva. But then the moon, because he was cursed, so he was told that for 15 days you will reduce, for 15 days you will gradually, you will increase. That's how the moon got this. I am on the head of Lord Shiva. And why Ganges is on the, and why does he wear skulls and bones and ashes, and what is the reason of that?
Ganges was so proud. Huh? Ganges was so proud, nobody could hold her.
She was not initially proud.
He had to break the fall when she was coming down.
And it comes from this picture because the angels come for the feet of Vamandir,
Lord Vishnu.
And Lord Vishnu. So when he falls from the, all the way from Vijaya River or from?
Spiritual
world. So what is that river is called where Mahavishnu lies down? Karnodakshayi Vishnu. So the angels are part of Karnodakshayi ocean. So when she falls, so first Lord Brahma worships. And his commander, he holds that water and worships because the Lord's dust from his feet is touched, so it becomes very, very. That's why we take Charanamrita. So Ganga is whole Charanamrita, but we take Charanamrita, it is like dangerous water, because it has washed the feet of the Lord. But now, the Vagirath wanted that to become at Ganga Sagar, where Kapil Dev was. He was there, but. 60,000 sons of Sagar was burned to ashes by the curse of Kapil Dev. He just looked at unto that, means he was unnecessarily blasphemed. That was Indra's trick. That Indra put that horse, sacrificial horse, at Kapil's ashram. That is, Kapil is son of Devadatta. So he is still there. Kapil is like Saptajivika, he is one of them. who is always limiting Ashwatthama and Vibhishan and Hanuman. And so, but Kapil Dev is also there. So wrongly, they Indra kept near the Kapil Devs in his. And then, when these 60,000 children, when they saw that our horse, that it must be the Kapil Dev who must have stolen that. Mm-hmm. And then they were starting hurting him by throwing some stones or telling so many harsh words. And then Kapil Dev opened his eyes and all these 60,000 children, mm-hmm. they got born. But now the Hardaya Uddhar, so they don't degrade, they don't go down, or they don't take kind of sansara varlapur. Then Bhagirath ultimately was able to bring Gangaji, and then one Rishi came, Janu Rishi. So what Janu Rishi? Then Ganga was like, she flowed the heart of the Janu Rishi. Then he became angry and he drank the whole Ganges and he digested it. He could not come. Then Bhagirath requested him, and she came from the thigh. Who else drank like this? Enormous amount?
August Muni.
What did he drink?
Ocean.
Whole ocean. And who else drank another portion of poison?
Lord Shiva.
That's why it's called Nilkant. He could hold in his neck. And when does it disappear? Sometime it disappears. When he chants the holy name and dances in ecstasy, then that Nilkant is gone away. Now, one last thing, why does he wear all this and why did he teach this Mayavad philosophy? What is the reason and why does he wear and who are Pashandis and all these things? And so there is a find that, but so bull period we talk why there is a bull period. But what happened? There's a Lord Krishna came to him and he told that you spread this Mayavad philosophy. You change. And so why Lord would want that people should not know the real scripture or real thing?
Re-establish the authority of the Vedas.
Not really to re-establish the authority of Vedas. He could have given the direct meaning also. They are so powerful people. Why he has to conceal the identity of the Lord and Mayavad is the greatest offense.
It's covered Buddhism.
Yeah, it is covered Buddhism. Means just everything is zero. Right. When everything is all there, how it is zero? Then some people say it is Jyoti. We are Jyoti and we have to merge with the bigger Jyoti. Are we a Jyoti? Jyota se Jyota mila pe chalo. Do we have to merge? So that is the speech of suiciders. We are not Jyoti, otherwise why you have to take prasad? If you are just Jyoti, just Jyoti, take prasad. So,
only a couple of us are Jyoti.
Huh?
Only a few of us are Jyoti.
They are not those Jyotis that we are talking about. So, see, because what happened, like one, there was a demon, Nimuch. And Nimuch was worshipper of Lord of Vishnu also, but he was a demon at the same time. And then he will kill so many demigods. So many demigods were defeated. And so he said that unless he stops worship of Lord Krishna, he cannot be defeated. So Lord Krishna told that, Lord Shiva, you are so powerful. You spread this, so I am hidden from there. You spread this Mayavad philosophy. So to keep, because in Kali Yuga, most the people are demons and most people are really down to the throttle, and only those are born who are really very demonic in nature. We are more demonic, as I said, that we are killing cows, eating meat, more demonic than Ravan and Kumbhakarna. In reality, if you see, we see our character, but those who have taken shelter of Lord Vishnu or Lord Krishna, they are saved, but otherwise, it's a very, very dark age, this Kali Yuga. So he wanted to have the people and to spread his philosophy. It was ordered by Lord Krishna. Mayavada, what is that? That's Sulila Saranash. That you change the meaning and you just teach to spread this Mayavada. He wanted this Mayavada to be spread. And also you become like a Pashandi. So they will mimic you. They are worshipping you also. As a Vaishnava, but you wear all these bones and skulls and ashes, and so they will, because and then they will also start a matted hair, and so all these are Pashandis. There are very long description. Who are the Pashandis? There is a long description. So he created this, and not knowingly Krishna wanted this, not to really gradually bring Vedic literature. That is later on when Vaishnava since they came, they did that. So I will end here. If you have any comments or questions, or then so Lord Shiva was a very unusual personality. He's a Vaishnava at the same time. His face equal to like Lord Krishna, although he's not Krishna, but Shiram Yathagati, as it has been Vikar, but he's but great personality. We should worship him. We should pay our respect for him. Not that we have to establish Shivling. If you are worshipping already Lord Krishna, but many people cannot worship because they don't have qualification. But as you said, that Lord Shiva is very merciful. But who are his devotees? Who are his devotees that he gave, Lord Shiva gave? Means you hear Ravan, Kumbhakarna, Meghnath, this Banasur, they were all his devotees. And they were also this, who was that, Vrakasur? Yeah. He wanted to put the head and burn Lord Shiva himself, and Krishna in form of a brahmachari protected him. So Lord Krishna always had to come. So he sometimes tells, don't, means very nicely and very mild. Brahma he chastised. Lord, he never chastised Lord Shiva. But why he is under the, like he is in charge of mode of ignorance, but because he associates with Maya Devi, he also gets certain qualities of Maya Devi. But Lord Krishna is completely nirguna, without any gunas of three modes of nature. He is not under any of the mode. But Lord Shiva is, Lord Brahma is, and he is affected sometimes because of that. He spread. So there are devotees like Prachetas. He taught to Pracheta. Who else? Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi became his devotee, and then Markandeya Rishi, he was chanting. He was told that he will live only for 12 years. So that was forecasted. Then at the time of that, his like the 12 year when it was finishing, he hold the linga of Lord Shiva. He went to a temple, and then he was holding that and just chanting his holy names. And then Yamraj came himself and with a trident. And then Kal, when he came in form of Yamraj, he came. Then Lord Shiva came out of that murti and with a trident and was behind Yamraj and was running away, far away. Then Markandeya was given the boon that you could live for long, 7 millennia, with 7 days of Lord Brahma. And ultimately he wanted to see the devastation. And then he saw Lord Krishna and this devastation water. Vatasya Patrasya Puteshayanam Balamukundam Manasasmaram. What is the two lines before that? Before this, what is
Karavinde Padaravinde Karavinde
Vinivesham Vatasya Patrasya Puteshayanam Balamukundam Manasasmaram. So, very amazing personality, but we should worship, we should not neglect. What to say about worshipping Lord Shiva or other demigods that we should? What is the difference in worship and bhakti, devotion? Worship is adoration and devotion is meant for Krishna because we are his part and parcel, like watering the root. So bhakti is like watering the root with love. But you could adore, you could give all the respect, but one should give respect to all the living beings because they are all part and parcel of Krishna. Not just to Lord Shiva or certain demigods, but any living being, whether they are devotees or not, doesn't matter. And the best way that you help them or you serve them is by giving them Krishna consciousness. So they are all sinful actions for millions of lifetime, all the seeds of karma, they get burned away. Kuta, Bija, Aprarabdha and Prarabdha, they all get burned. Even the Prarabdha, the proclivity, by worshipping any another demigods, you don't get that. So thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Anyone has any comments?